Acts chapter 13. And there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, like Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent out by the Holy Ghost, departed to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John as one of their ministers. And when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, resisted them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, "O full of all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not stop trying to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, see, the hand of the Lord is on you, and you'll be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately a mist and a darkness fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what had been done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now when Paul and his company had departed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went down to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, "You men and brothers, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, go ahead." Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of these people, Israel, chose our fathers and exalted the people when they lived as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm he brought them out of it. And for about 40 years he endured their manners in the wilderness, and when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by drawing straws. And after that, he gave them judges for about 450 years, until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up to them David to be their king, to whom he also gave testimony and said, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed, according to his promise, God has raised for Israel a Savior, Jesus.' When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, 'Whom do you think that I am? I am not he, but see, someone is coming after me, whose shoelaces I'm not worthy to untie.' Men and brothers, children of the stock of Abraham, and whoever among you fears God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For those who live at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they didn't know him, nor yet the voices of the prophets that are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no reason to execute him, yet they desired Pilate to kill him. And when they had fulfilled all that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare to you happy news, how that the promise that was made to the fathers, God has fulfilled the same to us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second psalm, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." And concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said like this, "I will give you the sure mercies of David." So he says also in another psalm, "You won't allow your Holy One to see corruption." For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, died, and was laid with his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. I'm telling you, therefore, men and brothers, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you couldn't be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, so what was spoken about in the prophets doesn't happen to you. Look, you despisers, and wonder, and be destroyed, for I work a work in your days, a work that you'll no way believe, though a man explains it to you. And when the Jews had gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles asked that these words would be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation had split up, many of the Jews and religious converts followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spoke against the things that were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas got bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but since you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, see, we turn to the Gentiles. For that's what the Lord commanded us, saying, 'I have set you to be a light of the Gentiles, so that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth.' And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the important men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coasts. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost."